I'm RJ Partridge, a Red Rock Kansas student at the Omaha Public Schools Career Center, here with this week's review on Omaha Public Radio, KIOS-FM, and KIOS.org. This week, we'll be reviewing the new hit animated series, Kung Fu Panda, The Legend of Awesomeness, a totally epic show for the whole family. So, are you and your family into animals? Are you and your family into Kung Fu? Are you and your family into animals doing Kung Fu? Then I just got the best thing that probably ever happened to you and your family since sliced bread. I bring you Kung Fu Panda, The Legend of Awesomeness. The series is set after Kung Fu Panda Holiday Special and Kung Fu Panda 2, where Po and the Furious Five defend the Valley of Peace from villains of different kinds. And in almost every episode so far, the main hero, Po, the Dragon Warrior, is both the cause and the solution to most of the story's troubles and problems that he purposely or unpurposely made. And after personally seeing both Kung Fu Panda and the sequel after it, it is both an interesting and amazing televised version to the movies and specials that were precursors to the series beforehand. But the only way to truly get to know the franchise is to start at the beginning. The story is set in the Valley of Peace, a fictional land in ancient China. Inhabited by anthropomorphic animals. Po, voiced by famous actor and musician Jack Black, a clumsy panda, is a kung fu fanatic who allies the Furious Five, consisting of Tigress, voiced by actress and former UN ambassador Angelina Jolie, Monkey, voiced by actor and renowned martial artist Jackie Chan, Mantis, voiced by famous actor Seth Rogen, Viper, voiced by famous action star Lucy Liu, and Crane, voiced by the actor David Cross, a quintet of kung fu masters trained by the red panda named Master Shifu, voiced by famous actor Dustin Hoffman, to protect the Valley of Peace. Because he works in his adopted father's noodle restaurant, Po is unable to achieve his dream of becoming a kung fu master himself. Po's adoptive father is a goose by the name of Mr. Ping, who is voiced by world-renowned actor James Hong, who sends Po with a makeshift noodle cart to carry the kung fu tournament that is being held to see who will be the next Dragon Warrior. But after the freak accident from trying to see the kung fu tournament to figure out who will be the next Dragon Warrior, he makes a ragtag rocket chair out of his dad's noodle cart and some fireworks, and blasts himself into the middle of the arena. And then he was chosen by Master Oogway as the Dragon Warrior, who will train with his heroes, the Furious Five, to defeat the villain known as Tai Long once and for all. And so, if you want to see the second movie, Kung Fu Panda 2, you should check it out, because it pretty much has the same exciting action-packed kung fu fighting adventures as the first one. And it may be a little better than the first movie too, if I'm remembering right. So, in a nutshell, the actual series is supposedly in the middle of the first and second movie and acts as the filling gap between the two. Overall, both movies and the series are instant classics that made their way into cinema history as both a unique, innovative, and enjoyable film for the whole family. And this has been Andre Partridge with the weekly review on Omaha Public Radio, KIOS-FM, and KIOS.org.